You're listening to Booth Talk from the After Movie Diner. And this week we speak to Finnish director Jalmari Helander, who's best known for the 2010 film Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale, and more recently the movie Big Game, starring Samuel L. Jackson and Ray Stevenson, who fans of the After Movie Diner will know that we covered just a few weeks ago on the show. It co-stars Victor Garber, Felicity Huffman, and Jim Broadbent. It's all about what would happen if Air Force One got shot down over the Alps. And we were very pleased and happy to speak to Jalmari about this, his second international feature film, the fantastic cast he assembled, the trials and tribulations of shooting in the Alps, and a lot more besides. The film had its North American release on August 25th, 2015, the day I'm actually saying this to you, and I managed to pick up my Blu-ray copy today for just $12.99 in Best Buy, so I would definitely hurry along and pick that up. It's well worth it. And it's also obviously on iTunes and on demand and wherever you can kind of rent and purchase movies. Now, just to preface the interview, he was in Helsinki. It was being routed via a PR company in LA to my cell phone in New York. So I have just spent the last couple of hours trying to clean up the audio as best as I can. And I really do hope it sounds okay. I have done, as I said, the very best I can with the audio, but just please bear in mind what we went to get the interview. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. Hopefully you listened to the After Movie Diner episode about Big Game. If you didn't, please listen to it after this. It can be found at www.aftermoviediner.com. The show is also available on Stitcher, iTunes, Spreaker, and TalkShoe. The interview is about 10 minutes long, so enjoy this conversation we had with Jalmari Helander.
All right. Hi, Jalmari. How are you?
Yes. I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Thanks ever so much for agreeing to do this interview. You're on with John Cross from the After Movie Diner. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks.
So how did the idea of Big Game come to you?
Well, it was a conversation with the producer Petri Jokiranta after we made Rare Exports. We had a lot of conversations what the next film is going to be and a lot of plans and stuff like that. It somehow didn't go anywhere, and it took something like a year when one of our conversations we were like, I was saying that it should be something like what would happen when Air Force One would crash land on the field, which was like a joke. But we immediately realized that, okay, that actually is a good idea. We have to make clear what would happen if Air Force One would crash land.
Yeah.
Started from there.
And how long did it take from sort of that initial idea through to finally getting the film shooting?
It was something like 2 to 3 years. 2 or 3, probably 3 years, almost 3 years.
And the humor of the film, by the way, I loved the movie. I thought it was really great. I really enjoyed it. We reviewed it on the show a few weeks ago when we saw it in Times Square. And one of the things that came across to me was the humor of the film seems to slyly and pleasantly kind of almost parody at times sort of the bigger Hollywood blockbusters, especially the scenes in the control room. Whereas the president and the kid scenes and their storyline has real stakes and real heart. How difficult was it to sort of juggle all those different moods and themes in the writing and the performance? And was the slight parody of sort of big action movie control room scenes, was that intentional?
Of course, there is some intentional how, because it's so cliche of having these guys watch some kind of situation you have it in every big movie. Of course, the president is in trouble and like that. And I don't find it wasn't so hard because it somehow went very naturally how it went.
Yeah.
I didn't try to do any kind of style particularly. It just
Okay, cool. And you have a fantastic cast in the movie. You know, not only obviously the leads like Samuel Jackson and Ray Stevenson and big names like that, but also it was a joy to see people like Victor Garber and Jim Broadbent and stuff like that in the movie. That was fantastic. They all seem to be getting the vibe of the film, the humor of the film, and the style of the film. How was it putting that cast together?
Well, it was quite stressful, I can say, because it was like, I don't know, few weeks before camp, or 1 month or something, when we had to have the role of the president casted, and we managed to get the rejection, which was quite a big surprise to me, because it wasn't in, we didn't like go after Sam Jackson, we just, the agents, we were trying to cast different kind of actors, and we just found out that Sam Jackson is really interested in this movie, and we finally made a deal with him, and after that it was quite easy to get all the rest.
Yeah, I just thought someone like Jim Broadbent was quite the surprise in a film like this. It was a pleasurable surprise. We enjoyed it. Talk a little bit about the kid actor you have in the movie, Omni Tamila, and what that was like, sort of directing him and casting him.
Well, I didn't actually cast him in any way, because Omni is my nephew, and he's been in almost everything I've done, like in Rare Exports and all the previous stuff, and I sort of like wrote the film for Onni. So it's really nice and easy to work with him, because I've known from the time he was born. So
right. Yeah, and he's fantastic in the film. I mean, he has to carry so much of it, and he really does a great job. So you're lucky to have such an incredibly talented nephew. What was filming in the Alps like, and what are the challenges, but also what were the advantages?
Of course, the advantage is clear. It looks amazing, and it looks big and really, really nice. Of course, it was really difficult. It took a hell of a long time every morning to get up to the mountains, and the weather was... it could change in like a few minutes to totally different kind of weather. If you have cloudy weather, you actually can't see anything because you're inside the clouds, and that means you can't shoot anything. So we were quite lucky with the weather in the end. We only had like a couple of problems with it, but it went quite smoothly. But the weather is really difficult there, and it might have ruined a lot of stuff. No point of getting there if you can't see anything. Quite lucky.
Yeah, I mean, the film looks incredible. You really captured obviously the landscape, but also you know, all the action and things like that. Was the filming of the action, was the filming of the sort of the big set pieces and things, was that new to you? Was that challenging to you, or was that something that you embrace and is the bit that you actually look forward to doing?
Yeah, I always like to get into a little bit hard conditions to make a film. When you have a crew and everybody, you have like over 100 people in a place like that, I think it gives a lot to everyone, especially the actors and everything, to be in a really, really beautiful and at the same time quite challenging places. Yeah, I think it's really, really important to have that kind of feeling.
So just finally then, obviously you've got a big game out at the moment. What are the plans going forward for Big Game? What are you going to be doing with the film past this? Is there anything that the listeners can do to support the film? And beyond that, what can we expect from you in the future? Is there already thoughts about the next film?
About Big Game, it's like I'm not doing anything at the moment except getting interviews like now. Having a vacation for the first time for 5 years, and actually I'm starting writing the third feature film in next week, and I have a cool idea with the producer Petri for our third film, which is going to be a bigger budget film. And really looking forward to completing the script and trying to say no to all the Hollywood offers and thing going what we are doing.
Right, of course. Okay, well, look, excellent. We obviously wish you all the best of luck, and we will see whatever it is you put together in the future. Congratulations on Big Game again. We really enjoyed it here on the show. And thanks ever so much for being our guest today.
Thank you. It's nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Take care.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Well, that was fantastic. Thank you ever so much for listening. You can find this interview and others just like it, as well as the podcast review of Big Game, over at www.aftermoviediner.com. Both this show and its parent show, the After Movie Diner podcast, are available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TalkShoe, YouTube, and just about wherever podcasts are found. Thanks so much for your loyal support. Hope you've enjoyed it, and speak to you next time. All the best. Goodbye.